Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're done, please glory, I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Oh, dear Lord, I ask you to take your place. Sing through me, speak through me, blow through me, and preach through me, that your name be glorified. Let the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyi from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Be blessed and welcome you in the name of Jesus. Let us just begin to bless the Lord. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We praise you. We worship you. Lord, we glorify your holy name. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise. Your name, O God, is worthy of glory. Your name, O God, is worthy, 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 worthy as the Lamb. We bless your name. We adore you, O God. We magnify you, Jesus. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are awesome. There's no one like you. And Lord, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Lord, we thank you grandchildren and grandchildren. We thank you. Thank you for our nieces and our nephews. Thank you for our siblings. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for each and every one, Lord, that has made the time to come and worship you this morning. Oh, God, we bless your name. Oh, God, we praise your name, oh, God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. We adore you, oh, God. We lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bow down before you. Have your way in our lives. We surrender to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray, amen and amen. Oh, welcome to all those that are just joining us this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. When I think about all the good things that Jesus has done for me, hallelujah, hallelujah, I cannot contain praise. Hallelujah, I must praise and worship him. Hallelujah, he's awesome, he's good. Hallelujah, when the enemy came against me like a flood, he raised up a standard. Hallelujah, he is always with me. Hallelujah, audience 24/7, he is there. He will never let me down. He will never let you down. He will never forsake us. Hallelujah. He's awesome. He's wonderful. Counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, call on the name of Jesus. He will never disappoint us. Yeah, Jesus, he's the best friend you can have. Jesus, he's faithful. Hallelujah, all his promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. And we bless his name. We praise his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You daily load us with benefits. Oh, we bless you, Lord, that you did not allow the enemy to kill us. You did not allow the enemy to kill our children. Oh, God, you stepped in. And so, Jesus, we thank you. You provide for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you send your angels to protect us, be with us, guide us, war on our behalf. We thank you. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful to you, oh God. We are grateful to you. We have faith and we have trust in you, regardless of the circumstance. We will trust you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name. So, Holy Spirit, this morning we thank you that Jesus Christ sent you. Carry here. I will send you the Holy Spirit who will teach, who will lead, who will guide you into all truth. He said, John baptized with water. But the Holy Ghost baptized with fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fire shut up my bones. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, we thank you. We bless you this day. We bless you during this time and every single minute of our lives. We thank you for this great season that we have entered into. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Season, the resurrection season. We thank you, Lord, for salvation on the cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus, you paid it all. You did it for us. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we say thank you. Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus. Do what you do best. Let God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. Let God's perfect will be done in our lives. Holy Spirit, release your anointing. Release your love. Release your power. Release your glory. Release your peace that surpasses all understanding. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your tangible presence. Saturate our hearts. Saturate the airways. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen at another time make a life-changing encounter with you. Holy Ghost, let there be a transformation. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let there be a hunger and thirst, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst, move upon our hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh Spirit, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. Overshadow us. Spirit of God, descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy path, an ancient path of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us. Bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. Hallelujah. We thank you. For Jesus, the bread of life. Father, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Anoint this altar of prayers this morning. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. The altar of prayers in our hearts. The altar of prayers in our homes. The altar of prayers in our families. In the name of Jesus, anoint this altar prayers, oh God, this one on I Am Radio. In the name of Jesus, altar of praise and worship and devotion. The altar where healings and miracles and signs and wonder, altar of transformation. Hallelujah. Altar of blessings. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Pray that this altar of prayer, not only in our hearts, be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, every nation, every tribe, and every kindred. in the name of Jesus, that we come together, that the presence of the Lord is right here with us. Oh, Lord, we magnify you. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We thank you for signs and wonders and miracles. Most importantly, we thank you for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for reconciling us back to the Father. Thank you that the heavens are open. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and through your holy throne room, forcing your love, your bidding, your grace, your will in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you. We thank you. Father, we come to the throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you, O God. We are truly sorry for all that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, have mercy. We repent, O God. We pray for our spouses, our children, O God, our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces and nephews. We pray for mercy. Let your mercy reign in our life, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Release the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio blog, over our families, our homes, our ministries. Oh, we claim all the unlimited benefits and breakthroughs and healings that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus, Almighty God, and activate the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you this morning. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on ourselves, on our spouses, on our children, on our grandchildren, on our siblings, our nieces and nephews, everyone under the sound of our voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 6:10-18. Thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Oh, we thank you and we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for the holy angels. Oh, God, for the ministry of the holy angels. They're ministering to us in me as we pray, guiding and protecting us in the name of Jesus, warring on our behalf. Let the thank you, Lord, that we walk under an open heaven in the name of Jesus. Pray that your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and we thank you. We thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration taking place even as we pray. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's just a blessing to feel his presence in our midst. In the name of Jesus, we do not take it for granted. For in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. And we thank him. Open your Bibles with me to Genesis 22. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I'm just going to bring a quick word for you this morning. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, as we bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me, oh God. Oh, Father, move in our midst. Teach us, lead us, guide us. Give us a revelation and understanding in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name for what you're about to do in our midst. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. As we receive this word, the word is a seed. Let it be rooted in us. Let it be germinated, oh God. Oh, Father God, Holy Ghost, let this word be water in the name of Jesus. Let this word be rooted in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let this word be rooted and grounded in us. In the name of Jesus. Let this word germinate, O God, and produce fruits that will remain in us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Genesis 22, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. Take thy only, underline the word only son, whom thou lovest. And get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. And come again to you. Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. Not even gonna go, brother. Hallelujah. Take thy only thy son. We know Abraham has Ishmael, but this is the covenant child, thy only son, who the covenant. Hallelujah. Whom thou lovest, and get into the mountain, into the land of Moriah. Give him up for a burnt offering. We're on one of the mountains, which I tell you all. What I'm saying to you this morning, for to love the world
that he gave his only begotten son. He gave, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes should not perish, but have an everlasting life. God gave his only begotten son. Who is, if God had not given Jesus Christ as the ultimate sacrifice to redeem us and restore us, where would we be? The world is already in a chaos. But we thank God for that ultimate. He gave us only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God loved us so much. In Genesis 1, read it. He created the heavens and the earth and all these things he did in Genesis 1. For us, yeah, we were created on the sixth day. He anointed us. He blessed us. And be fruitful, multiply, return. He gave us a dominion anointing. Even when Eve and Adam messed up in the garden, he came there. Yes, he was angry, but he still said, give that prophetic, messianic prophecy that Jesus Christ will come. He said the seed of the woman is Jesus, who will crush the head. Genesis 3:15 of the enemy. Then he took the man's coat of animal skin that sacrificed so nothing could happen to them, cover them. He kept them covered. He had a plan. God has given us so much. How many of us would take, if God said right now, take your only child, take your only son or your only daughter or the child that you love the most and go in the mountain and I'll show you. How many of us would do that? So go wash it. Take your only and go worship. Go worship. What is worship? Giving is worship. When you give, you are worshiping God. When you give your best, you are worshiping God. God do not even ask us those things to take our only child figuratively. He has given us yet so much. So much. But when it's time to give, we run. The preacher would say, dance, you dance. But when it's time to give, no. And if you, it's like you pulling tooth. God loves a cheerful giver. How many times have you all been here on this prayer line that you haven't heard my voice or heard me coming on here for how many years? For those who've been here. Why? Because I love the Lord. You sacrifice because you love God. Do you feel like it? No. Not all the time. You're tired, but you have made, God gives you the assignment. You say, I will do the assignment. my niece is about 25, 26 years old, even before prayer line, before the, these prayer lines and stuff. I've been getting up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning because the Lord gave me that mandate and praying with others. We used to do the line and one person called the other person, the other person called the other person unto the Lord. If I don't come on a prayer line, I cannot leave it. I have to pray before I even come on. If the line has technical difficulty, I don't just say I'm not coming on. Yes, I get in my prayer closet and I pray the full hour of prayer. I don't just say, oh, I got free time. Because God loves me so much. Hallelujah. And God loves you so much. He loves you. Some of you, some of us, we could have been dead. But God gave us another chance. We don't even know whether today is our last day here. But we don't. At least on in this ministry, we are not givers. We are not. And many of you will put the phone down, do that. We are not givers. But if anywhere you go, if the pastor and the preacher prophesying and saying, and no, you will give your best to God. But when it comes to this ministry, if you don't, Reverend William, if you don't say the gift, only one or two people. We got some. One or two people regularly will give to the ministry. One or two will give. How does that? How does the radio station run? We pay for radio station. It's not free. The telephone service, not free. Studying the word of God. Taking time to study. We grow in the Lord. Every time we study the word, every time I go to school, it's about $200-$300 to learn, to grow. Hunger and thirsty after righteousness. What can be done to bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus? Nobody has to say anywhere you go, nobody got to say that. Nobody got to preach. God gave you freely. The breath that you breathe is His. God is no respecter of persons. But yet and still, we don't like this. We're not going to give this minute. This. You're not giving the minister. You are giving unto the Lord for His kingdom. Not to me, to God. Thank God for the faithful ones. Hallelujah. We thank God. Why can't you give not even a dollar a week, not even a Sabbath day offering? $1, no. Do it when I feel like doing it. But many of you are regular givers to other ministries. And it's wrong. It is completely wrong. Giving is a part of worship. God has told Abraham, take your son, your only, to go worship. to go and worship. God gave us another chance. Some of us would have been dead if God had not stepped in. We cannot even unpick God's giving. No way. No way. Whether one person on this radio or two persons or nobody, God has given me the grace to come in. It's an honor to serve God. It's an honor. Then sometimes we wonder why things are not happening in our lives. Because sometimes you say, Jesus said, but I sent you someone. Apostles have been with you for 11, 12 years. Or I didn't know that it was her you sent. Some of you will say it. Because you expect for a minister to walk in the white gown and look a certain way and speak a certain way and prophesy all the time. But God told me to prophesy. You teach my word only when I tell you to prophesy. But we hold back. We hold back. We don't give. We hold back. Yes, but the breath that we breathe is God. But we pick and choose which ministry. We're not going to give that ministry. We're going to give this ministry. We're not going to do, for the pastor, we're going to do this for this pastor. Or this thing. No, you give it unto the Lord. And let me tell you, every minister, every one of us accountable to God. So if you think a minister would take your money and do this and that, we are accountable to God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Do you know we will be judged? The way God will judge us will be even harsher. If we begin to take your money and do different things instead of using it for the kingdom, worship. So how do you come here and worship? And Sabbath offering, we started that stuff years ago. We said anything from $1 a week, and that's about $4 a month. How many of you here can testify right now that you're a regular giver, that you would give $5 or $4 a month? Oh, yes, God blesses me exceedingly, abundantly. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. This is not a form of fashion, a godliness. If I wanted this to be a form, I wouldn't do it. I would have put the prayer line all on this. And Facebook and be doing Facebook Live and doing all that. No, no, no. Whosoever will, let him come. How many of us even let our friends know that we on the prayer line and let others know you've been here for years? You would never tell somebody else to come on the prayer line. We have services and programs. You would never tell someone, let's go to the service. We have here. I am a virtuous woman conference. How many of you would even sacrifice to come to that conference? You won't do it. You won't come. You won't even, it's not even on your things, your list. How can you do that if you don't honor God? I'm a servant of God. If you don't honor his ministry, you don't honor his servant, if you don't honor the ministry, if you honor Jesus, you got to do what? Oh, my God. Oh, we pray. Yes, you pray for a man that is hungry, but you don't give him a piece of bread to eat. And we accept miracles and miracles and miracles from God. You don't pay for miracles, but you give out of worshiping.
That's why God had respect for Abel. And how many times do I talk about giving? Once in a blue moon. But it is so enough is enough. You come, you hear the word of God. It's a seed. Yet and still, you refuse to give not even a dollar. May God have mercy. I don't even listen to another minister. We'll all plant, even if it's $10, planting a seed for the word. It is not about the personality of a minister. It's about the word of God. What do you have against the word of God? God will use every vessel, any vessel that is available. You know why? Because you walk by the flesh and you don't walk by the spirit. And even if you walk by the flesh, let him without sin cast the first stone. Hallelujah. It is terrible. Even with the birthdays, the birthday susu that we were in, it was like pulling tooth. That's why I stopped it. But this morning, if you're in that category and you refuse, you literally refuse for your own personal reason or for your judgmental thing or whatever it is, you will not be blessed. Oh, yes, I'm blessed. Continue doing that. And very soon you will get into the hurdle because you refuse to give. So I am Brent Tabernacle Ministries. You refuse. In this ministry, very, very diligent in giving. Never miss in giving. Fatmata, Sistine, and Crystal. Diligent in giving. Never miss. Some give monthly, some give weekly, and some give as they get their paychecks. And that's what keeps this ministry afloat, because of their giving. But the rest, they give when they want to. Hallelujah. So this morning, I brought a word of chastisement. You're not worshiping God when you come in, when you don't give him. The world is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He gave us his son, his only. Hallelujah. So this morning, we praise God and we thank God for Tristan and one of us. Never miss giving. Never miss for years. And it's not about the amount of giving. It's about the heart of giving. This morning we celebrate her as she celebrates her birthday. And as she is diligent in giving to this ministry, even coming to the services and the program, sacrificing and coming to when we have different programs, do you think God do not see it? He sees it. He sees our heart. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we bless you and we thank you. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came that we may have life and have life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning, to touch each and every one under the sound of my voice. Lord, teach them how to love as you love. Teach them how to give as you give and forgive as you forgive us. Teach them how to be servants of, to worship you. Not only in word, but in giving up their offering as a form of worship. In giving up their time as a form of worship. Oh God, help us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us. Presumptuous sins in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we want to be like you. Miracles, that little boy gave his basket and there was multiplication. Every time someone released to you, Lord, you got so much overflow of blessings, healing, deliverance. The world is yours. So, Lord, we thank you. And this morning, Lord, we lift up, celebrate her birthday. Father God, we pray for greater grace to rest upon her, abundant grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Oh, God, for her life. We thank you, Lord, for the heart that she has, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for the discernment. We thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And so, Father God, we ask you this morning to bless her healingly, abundantly, above all that she can think and ask. Give her a testimony, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, lead her and guide her. I pray also for her children, whatever issues the grandchildren are going through. We pray for breakthrough, oh God. We invoke the covenant in the blood of Jesus, all the blessings upon her and her family in the name of Jesus. We pray for her mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus, her siblings, her nieces and nephews, her children and grandchildren. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, shield her with your favor. Oh, God, he gave her a resounding testimony. We pray for divine promotion and acceleration in all the blessings and promises that you have ordained for her life. We pray, oh, God, that you would take her deeper and deeper into learning more about you, that she hunger and thirst after righteousness, fill her up to the overflow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Protect her and her family from the evil one, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them hidden under your secret place, oh God. Never let her never lack in the name of Jesus. Like, Lord, aside special angels, 24/7 holy angels will be with her and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless all the work of her hands in the name of Jesus. Everywhere she steps, let the blessings flow in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we bless you and we thank you.
God, for her dedication, not only in financial giving, but just dedication to this ministry for so many years. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. And Father God, I release that, those blessings, not by my might of power, but by the Spirit of the Lord, because it is you who have called me, and I did not call myself. So, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you continue to move in your grace. In the name of Jesus, enlarge your territory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest in me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and have a wonderful day. God bless you. Happy birthday, sister.